Today, New Zealand rates held higher for longer as hawks fly. Hello again, this is Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand left the official cash rate at 5.5% on Wednesday, saying that restrictive monetary policy has reduced capacity pressures in the New Zealand economy and lowered consumer price inflation. Their statement on monetary policy had, though, a decidedly hawkish tone, signalling rate cuts will be delayed until perhaps August 2025, which is implying, by the way, that markets are pricing cuts about 12 months too soon. This is important, as we'll see later. And folks, 5.5% is significantly higher than the weaker 4.35% in Australia, suggesting that we too could be facing higher for longer rates. The report said annual consumer price inflation is expected to return within the committee's 1 to 3% target range by the end of 2024. That said, in an economic note, ASB says they continue to expect the Reserve Bank of New Zealand will remain on hold until early 2025, but there are risks being tilted to a later start. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand's forecasts have inflation holding up higher for longer, with inflation not back to 2% until 2026, although it's a rounding error from the mark above the second half of 2025. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand did, in fact, discuss the possibility of lifting the official cash rate at this meeting, but didn't see the need, given inflation is still expected to be comfortably back in the target band over the, quote, medium term, meaning over the next couple of years. The clear conclusion, though, was that the interest rates need to be held up for longer, as the forecast showed. This hawkish bent and associated higher near-term inflation outlooks were unsurprisingly met with an upwardly revised official cash rate track. The track shows a peak of 5.65% in the fourth quarter of 2024, previously 5.6% in the third quarter of 2024, and the official cash rate track also implies a longer period of monetary policy tightness when compared to the February statement. It's clear that the Reserve Bank of New Zealand views rate cuts as a distant prospect. The track highlights that the Reserve Bank is not contemplating easing monetary policy until around August 25. That's roughly 3 months after previously indicated. They say that the welcome decline in inflation is in part reflective of lower inflation for goods and services imported into New Zealand. Globally, consumer price inflation has declined from 30-year highs in many advanced economies, they said. To date, the decline in headline inflation internationally has been due in large part to lower goods, energy and food price inflation, but inflation in services has declined but by less than anticipated at the start of the year. Nevertheless, inflation in New Zealand trading partners is expected to continue to decline. However, services inflation is receding only slowly, and expected policy interest rate cuts continue to be delayed. In New Zealand, pressure on the labour market has eased and businesses are employing more cautiously in line with weak economic activity, while the number of people available for work has increased due to recent high net inward migration. Wage growth and domestic spending has eased to levels more consistent with the committee's inflation target. While weaker capacity pressures and an easing labour market are reducing domestic inflation, this decline is tempered by sectors of the economy that are less sensitive to interest rates. These near-term factors include, for example, higher dwelling rents, insurance costs, council rates, and other domestic service price inflation. A slow decline in domestic inflation poses a risk to inflation expectations, they said. Monetary policy may need to tighten and remain restrictive for longer if wage and price setters do not align with weaker productivity growth rates. Hawkishness just there. Our economic projections include only officially available information on the government's fiscal intentions to date, they said, which includes the most recent fiscal update and mini-budget. The signalled lower government spending is currently and expected to continue to contribute to weaker aggregate demand. Any impact of potential changes in the forthcoming budget to government spending or private spending due to tax cuts remain to be assessed. The annual consumer price inflation remains above the committee's 1 to 3% target band, and components of domestic services inflation persist, they said. The committee agreed that monetary policy needs to remain restrictive to ensure inflation returns to target within a reasonable time frame. Meantime, the average interest rate across the stock of mortgage borrowers continues to increase and is near its projected peak of 6.5%. Apart from high rental inflation, demand in the housing market has remained subdued. Nationwide, house prices have increased only modestly over the past year after declining roughly 15% from their November 2021 peak. Listings have increased, but sales volumes have declined, resulting in larger stocks of houses on the market. Annual house price inflation is assumed to return gradually to its long-run average of around 5%. However, the outlook for house prices is always highly uncertain, they warn. And financial conditions have loosened slightly since the February statement. Mortgage rates and term deposit rates have fallen on all horizons. Wholesale interest rates, such as swap rates, which have been volatile over recent months, have decreased at all terms compared to immediately before the February statement. One reason for the slightly loosened financial conditions is that market participants' expectations of upcoming official cash rate decisions are lower than they were immediately before the February statement. As of the 16th of May 2024, market pricing indicates that market participants expect the first 25 basis point official cash rate cut to occur in November 2024 and a further two 25 basis point cuts to occur by April 2025. But as we said before, this is significantly ahead of where the market observers are thinking rates will go. The committee also had noted that the estimate of long-run nominal neutral official cash rates used in the projections have been increased by just 25 basis points to 2.75%. That's consistent with the Reserve Bank's indicator suite. The long-run nominal neutral rate affects the central economic projections, but has a larger impact on the latter part of the forecast horizon and beyond. And members agreed that the current level of the OCR remains contractory. So two observations here. Firstly, there is a disconnect between what the markets are thinking and what analysts are thinking with regard to the path of rates, and indeed what is reported by the Reserve Bank itself. And the Reserve Bank is hobbled to an extent because it has to incorporate what the market expectations are into their forecasts. The second point is that the neutral rate going up is significant. It's still too low. I think it's probably closer to 3.5%. But this means that not only will rates stay higher for longer, but the rate at which rates will come down will be shallower, and the end goal, a lower rates, will be higher. This, of course, has a flow-on effect in terms of higher mortgage rates for longer, higher impacts on households in terms of consumer spending, and therefore on the broader economy. And I want to underscore again, the New Zealand cash rate of 5.5% is a lot higher than the Australian rate. So if New Zealand is still struggling to get inflation under control at 5.5%, what does that say in Australian terms at 4.35%? Prospects are that rates will be higher for longer here too in Australia, and may have to go higher before they go lower. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.